My heart sunk, actually, to hear the news. We were vetoed in four areas. We got less per student money, which will be about $200,000, which is about two teachers. But as you say, we have teacher contracts, so we're going to be having to look in other ways. And of course, we want to keep cuts away from the classroom, so staff is looking at our budget, what's very tight, to see what we could do. The other problem it vetoed was our pupil transportation costs, which is about $250,000, and we're pretty much down to zero in that category. So we're going to have to look again in the general fund for those monies. And then what's going to affect the city is the veto to the amount of money for debt reimbursement, which is all the wonderful renovations we've been having in our schools. And that was $3 million. And so the city is going to be having to look at where they're going to find that revenue. And then there was one other area, which would have been about $158,000 to us. And we hadn't really planned on that money yet because we didn't know if it was going to happen. But that's helping us with accountability issues and some of the changes in the law that we were thrilled to see that come through to help us, but now it won't be there unless something happens.